This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Israel and the United Arab Emirates announced Thursday they are establishing full diplomatic relations in a U.S. brokered deal that required Israel to halt its contentious plan to annex occupied West Bank land sought by the Palestinians. The historic deal delivered a key foreign policy victory to President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election. Middle East analyst Uzi Rabi in an AP interview said there will likely be repercussions to this decision.
I think that the Palestinians are going to come up with kind of a real fury about that. But the answer of United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia and others is that, hey, we just prevented Israel from annexation.
A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the deal amounts to treason and should be reversed. The agreement makes the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full diplomatic ties with Israel. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Thursday called on all U.S. governors to mandate mask wearing to slow the spread of the coronavirus, which has killed more than 166,000 people in the United States. Biden made the call for a nationwide mandate on masks after a virtual meeting with public health advisors.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate. Every governor should mandate.
Public health officials agree that wearing masks in public slows the spread of the respiratory disease that has infected more than 5.2 million Americans. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Both sides on Capitol Hill are blaming each other, with talks on emergency coronavirus relief stalled and Congress largely gone for the summer. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a nearly empty Capitol, top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell said Democrats continue holding up emergency aid.
Unless they get a flood of demands with no relationship to COVID-19.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats will stand firm on things like Postal Service funding and rental assistance. Asked if she should accept a smaller relief package from Republicans to avoid possible gridlock.
Perhaps you mistook them for somebody who gave a damn.
The stalemate comes with Americans like Nelia Gonzalez worried about paying the bills, with a $600 weekly unemployment benefit expired.
I don't think I will have a place to live. I'll just probably be homeless. I don't know.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Board of Trustees in suburban Rock Hill, South Carolina, like thousands of school boards nationwide, is at the heart of the school reopening debate. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
It's not an easy decision.
There are no good solutions. They're not even close to good solutions.
Helena Miller, who's the head of the school board in Rock Hill, South Carolina, with more than 17,000 students.
We have been working diligently over the past 4 months or so on what it's going to look like when schools open. As a board, we've had many, many sleepless nights.
The final vote? Splitting students into two groups that would each spend 2 days a week in classrooms, the rest of the time would be virtual learning. I'm Shelley Adler.
Israel's largest hospital says it has developed a coronavirus test which takes less than a second to deliver a result. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
Patients rinse their mouth with saline wash and spit into a vial. It is then examined by a device which shines light and analyzes the reaction of the sample. An algorithm then determines whether the reaction is consistent with COVID-19. The team at the Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv said hundreds of patients were tested in an initial clinical trial, and the new technique had a 95% success rate. Ellie Schwartz is from the Center for Geographic Medicine and Tropical Diseases at the center.
So far, we have also very promising results in this new method, which will be much more convenient and much more cheaper for the old governments who are dealing with the disease.
The company which the Sheba Medical Center partnered with to develop the device said they're in the process of getting regulatory approval. Each test costs 25 cents, and it expects the device will eventually cost less than $200.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.